It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Toucher. No police were called.
And Rich.
I am somewhat of a superhero.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They could light up at the push of a button like they do with our current systems. We could also try doing more raised crosswalks at intersections. If the main goal is to slow drivers down, even if there isn't a pedestrian. Trees also help slow down drivers. So if the city would, you know, start watering them, maybe they would stop dying. Thank you.
Thank you. Will Wallachick.
Hi, Will Wallachick from 54 Leverett. I thought we got what we needed from our team today. The players, the coaches, they did a great job this week. We got a lot of our from our leadership, from our players, and they responded today. We got contributions from pretty much everyone. Every unit.
I'm sorry. Which item are you speaking on? Just to.
I'm not ready to talk about next week's game. What?
What are you speaking of?
Oh, I'm speaking of unfinished business article number one.
But on fair housing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Just wondering where you were going.
All right. All right.
Thought we were talking about the Patriots for a minute.
Oh, that's so weird. I wasn't talking about. We got contributions from. Pretty much everyone, every unit, every phase of the team. It's what we needed, and we got it. We give them all the credit. We made enough plays to win it all over the area. Now we're looking at a short week here. We'll have to go back and try to do it again, but it's good to see our players and team respond the way that they did today. I thought we played hard, played well. Hopefully we can do it again. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you can leave your comments if you want, but thanks. All right. I was in the Twilight Zone for a minute. Go ahead, Heather.
That was like a musical introduction.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That is the sound of a man crapping himself.
Nick's face when he goes, "I'm not ready to talk about next week's game." Is
when they
the
ask
best.
When they ask him a question, he just completely snaps.
It's like you when you saw his eyes. If it was a cartoon, you would have heard the word "aruga," like it just like popped out of his head. I mean, listen, it's awesome you got in there, but man, you were freaking out.
Yeah, he was really freaking out. But then again, he was in front of some stupid city council, so.
Well, and also, at that point, the people in the city council are probably used to people like Nick coming in there because, as we've been discussing over the past several months, the only people that show up there are people trying to get liquor license and maniacs. People who show up and just need somebody to talk to. It's like they don't have money for a therapist, so they just stand up and they bitch in front of a crowd of people.
They're people who want the government to take care of everything.
That's right. So we now go to Seattle, where there is a gentleman who seems to have somewhat of an issue that was brought up again because an incident happened to him a year earlier that kind of gave him a little bit of bias as to how he wants to address this crew. So let's go to the Northwest, shall we? The great city of Seattle, and find out what this gentleman has to say to the city council in order to get something passed. Let's take it away, Fred.
133 is James Inman. Thanks. I was in the protest. I didn't get arrested, but a year before the entire protest, I was arrested for saying the F word, and I will not use that word in front of the council. I'm sorry. I will substitute the word forget for the word the F word, okay? So I was trying to go to the bathroom, and the bathroom door was locked, and I said, forget it. And this lady said, excuse me, and I said, I need to go to the bathroom. She says, your language. I go, you've never heard the word forget? How about forget you, you mother forgetter? You ever heard that word before? And then I ran across the street to find another bathroom, and she called the police.
You didn't have to go to the bathroom. He just needed a bathroom to do whatever nefarious business he was up to.
Right, just to yell at the toilet.
Yeah.
And this cop came up to me and said, let me see your license. And I said, what for? You're going to arrest me for saying the word forget? And he said, put your hands behind your back. And I got arrested for saying the word forget. So this is my open letter to Mark Sidran. You dysfunctional, mentally ill derelict. Demon scum, antichrist, spewing worthless, constipated balls of dung from your funkin' wagnal education. You're a liquid-emitting fart. You evil bastard.
I'm starting to like this guy.
How old is this guy?
I mean, he's probably like mid-30s.
Oh, I thought he was younger.
Liquid-emitting fart.
Wow. I think he stole this from Shakespeare.
It is Dr. Seuss.
You're a clear-cutting, cigar-smoking, depraved lunatic with a machine replacement head. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and please hack off your own feet and eat them. You profit-seeking circus act. Your idiot gibberish fuels the dystopian nightmares cooked up daily from the industrial laboratories of death. The giant echo of no trickling down from overpaid, overfed lackeys. The Gucci overlords and conservatives have always been black-hearted demons, and all WTO representatives are their mutated half-human stepchildren.
I would be freaking out if I was the guy he was talking about.
Right.
This is a guy who's not afraid.
This dude's on a watch list somewhere.
Yeah, this is a guy who's not afraid to cave into the dark side a little bit.
Yeah.
You're incontinent pond scum. You spineless vegetable head of dead lettuce with the mental capacity of a Swatch battery, the cognitive skills of a pigeon, and...
Swatch?
Obviously, it's not very high tech.
Somewhere the fat boys are nodding their heads and saying, yes, another one sold.
The cognitive skills of a pigeon and the intelligent quotient of a dirt clod. A blood clot for a brain and a softened skull you can poke your finger in like a stick of hot butter. Those little rodent eyes like two shiny black BBs that never blink, gazing away into empty space. And a third eye on the side of the skull, dripping ice knot, combing your hair over so as not to scare children. A dead third eye just above the right ear like a milky black protruding mole. You black magician and puppet master, trained by Aleister Crowley and raised by feral goats, turning Seattle into a Nazi Klan outpost with David Duke's twin alcoholic brother at the controls. Your entire philosophy is a bunk corporate hand and all your heroes are evil. Ayn Rand is a walking brain hemorrhage. Rush Limbaugh is a whimpering dehumanized thug. Ronald Reagan is a diseased midget steeped in chocolate slim fast. To sum up, my worthless friends, Mark Sidran is a plastic toad, a demonic fascist, a pathetic worm with dogmatic sermons for an industrial cesspool, a space heater filled with human waste and cat hair, a fan of John Tesh, a corporate shill, a floating green turd in the punch bowl of life, and made bright yellow vitamin fortified flow onto the door handle of his holy automobile.
That is someone I don't want to be on the wrong side of.
My God.
I usually don't believe in curses, but I think this guy could get it done.
By the way, all
a
the...
liquid-emitting fart?
You're a liquid-emitting fart.
All the credit in the world for letting this guy go as long as he did.
Well, I think the people were, like, behind him. They were having the time of their lives.
Who's the guy? Who's the guy he's pissed at?
A cop.
Oh, it's a former city attorney. Dan is telling me the other room.
Oh, okay.
All right. He is the guy who enacted the civility laws that this guy was arrested under.
Okay.
That's why he's angry. Okay, I got
You're a clear-cutting, cigar-smoking, depraved lunatic with a machine replacement head.
Okay, I don't even know what that means.
Tack off your own feet and eat them.
Sometimes it's not easy to be a public defender or whatever the hell it is.
Put your hands behind your back.
Okay, maybe I will.
Demon scum, antichrist, spewing worthless, constipated balls of dung from your Funkin' Wagnall education.
Okay, all right. I don't know if I want to. As I said, give these guys credit. They didn't cut them off.
Oh, no.
Or arrest them.
You cut them off, and your head might come off. All right, Will Brinson's going to join us. We'll talk some NFL.
You're a liquid-emitting fart.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How about those four kiddos, though, being able to get down on that field, what they're going to experience. Incredible.
Great. Wide open. Wide open! And Smith, what a way to do it!
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer from CBSSports.com, joins us every Tuesday during the NFL season. You can catch Will on the Pick 6 podcast, available on CBSSports.com and iTunes. Mr. Brinson, hello!
What's up, guys? Hope you're doing well.
Go ahead.
Will, I know that you were as confounded as I was last night because I was following your Twitter. How amazing is it that they were able to stop an actual football game and have an 8 to 10 minute ceremony right in the middle of game time?
I mean, that's what Drew Brees walked over to his little sons, his 14 small boys, and said, hey guys, if you work hard enough, you can do anything in life, like cause the NFL to pause a football game for 9 to 12 minutes while they hand me a certificate for breaking an arbitrary record. It surely will be broken by Matthew Stafford in 3 more years.
Yes, and then it will be broken again in a year. I mean, it's just, like, what a dumb record that is. I mean, it just doesn't even count anymore. I was saying, it's not Y. Tittle. You know, this is going to be broken again and again and again.
Maybe Matt Ryan and Matthew Stafford are they're not about to break it, but I mean everybody's on pace. Like Blake Bortles is on pace to break this record too. I will say this about Drew Brees, and I know that this is not a popular sentiment in y'all's particular market, but I do think that Drew Brees, to play devil's advocate, has always been an underappreciated quarterback because he played with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and then Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. He's never been the best quarterback in football. He's led the league in passing yards 7 times in his career, led the league in completion percentage and set that record like 12 times. It's actually 5 times, but he set the record 3 times, I think. And he's led the league in passing touchdowns 4 times. He's won a Super Bowl in New Orleans, and he's never even come close to sniffing an MVP award. So I tend to think he is underrated. I also think that was the most preposterous thing. And I like Joe Tessitore. I think Joe Tessitore is really good at his job and has been a nice addition to Monday night. But he was hamming it up a little bit.
Oh, my God. You can do anything, kids. Drew Brees just taught us all a lesson about life. Take that one to bed.
All of you can be NFL quarterbacks. Very successful NFL quarterbacks.
Bug, I tell you what. You don't see lessons like that very often in life. It's like, you know what? Dads do that every day. Okay, all right. Some of you, not all heroes wear Saints hats. All right.
Yeah. Listen, it's hard to have perspective when you're in the midst of such greatness and such a great moment. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. What is his deal? Like, he always seems to be pissed off at someone other than himself.
Good observation. I think the thing that's happening. So I think Aaron Rodgers feels like he's sort of trapped in a marriage with like multiple kids where he can't just escape immediately. Because I said that way too loudly in my own house. I'm definitely going to get asked about that one in 5 minutes. I think that the thing with Rodgers is he loves his comfort zone. He loves not dealing with a ton of change. But the problem, I don't think he wants to see another big blow up in the Packers organization. I think he likes the freedom that he's got with Mike McCarthy as his head coach. The problem is Mike McCarthy is refusing to adapt to 2018 NFL rules and is for like the 12th straight year is making all of the Packers receivers run these ISO routes where they have to beat defenders in one-on-one coverage and get open so Aaron Rodgers could throw them the ball. And if they don't get open right away, he's gonna chase them around or he's gonna run around while he's being chased and then eventually hit an open man. Instead, they should be using pick routes and rub routes and stuff like that to try and open up players.
Daddy, why'd you say that?
Are you leaving us, Daddy?
He's like, Daddy, I love you. He's trying to trick me into giving him Oreos at the television, and it's working out very well. They need to just modernize the offense. It's 2018. You can do whatever you want on offense. Like, just run pick routes, run rub routes, do all kinds of stuff. Get your players in position where you can
give more Oreos.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Just put a cake on the ground.
Put the jar next to him, you know?
It sounds sweet, but this kid is a shark. He realizes I'm doing a radio station, radio interview, and he comes over and he's like, Oreos? Oreos, please? He's like, I know what you're doing. It's 8:20 a.m. Get out of here now.
Well, okay, so another thing that's been very interesting over the last week is that we're now finding out that really weird Odell Beckham Jr. Lil Wayne interview that happened was not passed through the team. ESPN went straight to Odell Beckham, yes. Which, by the way, props to ESPN for doing that. Because anytime you go through the team, it's always like, no, we'll pass on that. But in this case, what you got was some amazing sound bites of Odell Beckham Jr. crapping on everyone having to do with the New York Giants, except for himself. So what is the what is the end game for all of this with him in New York?
But by the way, don't sleep on the fact that last night Lil Wayne did that ridiculous halftime show that they trot out every week on Monday Night Football. It's like, wait, Lil Wayne's now doing a halftime show on ESPN? And it's like, why did Lil Wayne have to be at the interview? I don't get it. I still don't get that. What was the purpose of Lil Wayne's presence in the interview with Odell Beckham?
Just like, to look sleepy.
Just to go, here's the effects of codeine.
he's like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm Lil Wayne. It's like, but okay, that's great. I think that it will probably subside a little bit, but I'm not entirely sure. I mean, this is the Giants we're talking about in New York markets or any bigger market tends to let this stuff spiral into bigger problems. Pat Shurmur, it's adorable that Pat Shurmur thinks he can say finito and everybody's going to stop asking about why Odell Beckham thrashed his franchise quarterback in front of Lil Wayne and Justina Anderson. I want Eli Manning to go to Odell and sit down with him and be like, listen, Odell, I've actually had a wide receiver shoot himself in the leg and go to prison. So this is not that big a deal for me. Okay. Your Lil Wayne interview is cute, but it's not that big a deal. I think it's going to keep causing more problems. The Giants are 1-4. They're not that far back of the Redskins. They've got some talent. They should be 2-3. They should have beaten the Panthers. But this is just a bad team with a bad quarterback and a bad offensive line and a wide receiver who I'm sure the Giants feel tricked, but they should have seen this coming. You know, they asked him to behave and to become a mature player, and they'll give him the contract. And then the second they gave him the contract, he's like sitting down a little way and talking about how Eli Manning can't throw the ball. You should have seen this coming, Giants. So I anticipate a continued sort of self-destruction. They've got the Redskins. They have the Eagles this Thursday at home. If they win that, they got the Falcons and Redskins going into the bye. So they could actually make a little bit of noise if they could put some stuff together. But lose the next three or lose two of the next three, and this stuff is only going to get louder.
Would you have given Beckham the money? I mean, we sat here saying there's no way you give that guy who's so immature any kind of cash like that at all.
I would have paid him because I think he's one of the five or six best wide receivers in the league, and I think you just have to pay those guys. But I'm with you on that respect. Like, he didn't magically become a great teammate, non-weirdo good locker room guy over the last 6 months or whatever. He got caught, well, not caught. He was eating pizza with the girl on the video with the maybe white stuff in the background. And, he's been, I guess at this point, at least he's stopping teammates from making out with kicking nets. That's better, right? I mean, Sterling Shepard was having a meltdown on the sidelines and he stopped him. That's at least a plus. But yeah, I mean, he's a diva wide receiver. And he's a millennial diva wide receiver, and it's going to continue to be an issue for the Giants.
All right, Will Brinson, you can read him at CBSSports.com, and you can catch him on the Pick 6 podcast available on CBSSports.com and iTunes. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Good talking to you guys. Take it easy.
Now, give your kids some sweets.
Yeah, I will.
All right, thank you so much.
See you, man.
8:30 in the morning. Dear Lord.
Dude, they gave him a certificate on the field during the game.
I didn't see it live.
I can't stress to you how ridiculous it was, and I'm just sitting there watching it, thinking, are they going to play football? And the meanwhile, like the Redskins are saying, man, it would have been so amazing if that happened at a place like in Oakland. They would have thrown crap at him in Philadelphia. There would have been batteries being thrown onto the field to stop a game for, as he was saying, almost, I thought it was like 8 minutes, but it could have been up to 12 minutes just to have him get a certificate because that dumb record was broken.
Which is going to get broken again in two right. years.
Yeah, several times.
And it's funny because Matthew Stafford is going to break it, and then Stafford will have never won a playoff game. And he'll be the, this is... the new NFL. This
Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, plays close to 40, he'll break it.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes will break it in a few years. Sam Darnold, Fred, maybe like in 3-4 years.
Well, I'm reading an article right now. I'm not reading it, but I just clicked on it from the Daily News. Manish Mehta, who's obsessed with Sam Darnold. You won't see Sam Darnold taking aim at teammates with Lil Wayne by his side.
Very nice.
Meta's
bringing him up so he can just drag him down. That's what he's doing, building him up so he can just bury him.
Meta just, it's really weird to see a columnist, because it never happens, just like love someone.
Well, is this a Joe Haggerty, Tyler Sagan situation?
I don't know if his avatar is him and Sam Darnold standing together, but... It's very strange to see a columnist just constantly praising someone.
I think Mike Giardi had a thing for Jimmy Garoppolo there for a while.
Still does.
Yeah.
Still does. Sent him roses in the hospital.
Who was here? Oh, Haggerty wouldn't admit that he's handsome.
Oh, that Jimmy Garoppolo is handsome?
Right.
Why? I was gone the day. Why would he not admit that?
I don't know, because he thought if he did, it would make him look like less of a man or something like that. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Or maybe he was petrified someone might think he's gay. If he said that if he knew that the man was attractive.
I mean, it is 2018, and it's not the South.
Well, no, I mean, it's...
and it's not my old hometown.
There's a difference between realizing someone's attractive and being sexually attractive.
Yes, I would say that would make you more secure in your sexuality by being able to say that another man is attractive.
Well, I mean, if watching gay porn makes you more of a man, I'll tell you that. I mean, I'm the leader in the clubhouse. All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Road to the World Series. Road to the World Series. Road to the World Series. Road to the World Series.
I can talk now because he lets the music ride.
I do an edit, I think. No, here I talk. Yeah.
There it is. Playoff time in Boston is here. They threw away their chicken and beer. It's a Red Sox party tonight. Baby, we're Boston strong, and you know that I'm right. That's right.
Here's where I went for a while, but I actually made an uncomfortable edit because...
Red Sox are playing the Rays.
We played this at the beginning of the show, and what I was really disappointed by, and I didn't know, is that...
We really needed to win this game.
Mike is a little... he's over it.
Yeah! We were talking about it like we have a million like Red Sox songs, because ever since they, they won... Was it 15 years ago now? Ever since they... 14 years ago? Ever since they won... like, we had sent to the station a million tribute CDs, and people's now sending us links on YouTube. Here's the official song to get the city pumped. And the Red Sox, of all the teams, we've gotten the most ridiculous submissions. The singing plumber, you had, who's the other guy? The Jungle-O was another one. And
Jungle-O, who got a surprisingly attractive woman to appear in his video.
Really?
I thought one of those girls is good looking.
I think you and I will agree to disagree.
Go look at Jungle-O's video.
Are you talking about the one with about the Jets? Antonio Cromartie.
There's two Are we YouTubing this? There's two African-American women, one of whom I find very alluring.
I actually don't I don't really remember.
Because, I think that adding to her beauty is the idea that she's in a Jungle-O video, and you wouldn't expect anyone that wasn't hideous to be in it. So maybe it's like a girl who stands around her fat friends.
Yeah.
So, now, all right, John.
Yes.
The
real quick, I do want to tell you this, though, is that after yesterday, I mean, we talked about it earlier this morning, even with Dan Shaughnessy, and that is that you are seeing a tale of two rookie managers right now. I mean, the difference between what Aaron Boone did yesterday by leaving in Severino way too long, I think we all agree, was extremely stupid. And even the worst of managers should have known you got to yank that guy.
It didn't matter
at that point.
It didn't matter.
Either way, you could have yanked him earlier.
Look, the Yankee papers are going to crucify him. Not Yankee papers. New York papers are crucifying him this morning for leaving Severino
in too long.
Maybe
he wants to save the bullpen.
But in the end, it didn't matter. Okay, you lose 9-1. They weren't scoring any runs off of Eovaldi, who pitched really, really well yesterday.
Well, all that being said, we talked about Alex Cora, how he's made a lot of right decisions, and one of the best ones being moving Eovaldi to Game 3. Well, as you were saying, the New York papers have it out for Aaron Boone.
They're crucifying him this morning.
The Newsday Sports, it says boo in capital letters, Boone and bust. And then the New York Daily News, start spreading the boos. And then the New York Post says lowering the Boone. It says the Yanks on brink of their worst playoff loss ever. Skipper comes up small in the biggest game.
How is that? How
Boone's
is that
farm, and then it shows him drunk.
There you go.
I don't mind.
I like that a lot.
See, well, I don't know why the Post isn't doing something more daming.
Maybe the headline writer had the day off because that's wheelhouse stuff right there.
Yeah, he doesn't mess with the sports one.
Start spreading the booze is all right. That's a good one.
Okay,
that's a good one. I don't mind that.
No, it's
spreading the boon.
No, start spreading the booze. Because everyone was Boone. Oh. That's all right. I don't mind that one. That one's not Aaron Boone-centric.
Last night is not Boone's fault. It's not.
No.
Severino was awful, and Lance Lynn after him was pretty bad. Now, Boone was smart because Lynn lasted maybe 20 pitches, and Boone's like, no, you got to get out of here. If we ever have a prayer of coming back in this game, you have to get out. But give Boone credit. I mean, they lost 16-1, but he's got CC Sabathia pitching with all four of his great relievers on 2 days' rest.
Yeah.
So if Sabathia coughs up a fur ball, you can bring in Betances in the fourth inning, or you can bring in Britton in the fourth inning, and everyone can give you multiple innings.
That's why I didn't have a problem with
this. With at least one more day off in front of them.
Yes, because you're saving, because you can save your
bullpen. All four of those pitchers are going to go tonight.
If you thought last night was frustrating with Angel Hernandez, the umpire blowing three calls and having to sit there and watch the replay for the entire thing, get ready, because tonight you're going to be pulling all the hair out of your head, because he is behind the plate.
And, of course, he takes all this criticism well, Angel Hernandez.
Well, he's in the middle of a lawsuit with the Major League Baseball because he thinks he's being discriminated against because he's, I think he's a Latin man, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he's saying that it's because of his race that he is not able to or has not been chosen to do the World Series.
Well, no, he's not a crew chief either. That's the
only baseball would be more allow more Latinos into it.
It does seem to be somewhat skewed.
Major League Baseball just is very...
It's all these Irish guys.
Yeah, that's the big thing. With these big crews, there's no excuse to get a call wrong at first base.
Well, okay, one... Understood. If you get three wrong in a game, that's almost like suspendable.
There should be
a flip-flop. They should have sent him to right field and have the right field guy come in and take first base.
You know how boring doing right field was? And then if you...
It's kind of fun.
My biggest thing is if I was umping first would be paying attention to every swing. Like, you know how you have to... Like, when they call over to you, like, it would be...
So you can do that cool.
I would be sitting there and unable to pay attention.
That's true. Being the umpire down the right field line at Yankee Stadium. It's like being the umpire down the left field line at Fenway Park. Yeah. There's no foul territory.
No.
It's obvious whether the ball's fair or foul.
Yeah, you're just, but I don't think there's any excuse. I mean, if you're standing there and that's your one responsibility.
No, it was awful. Unprecedented.
There could be situations where someone's stretching and you can't quite see
because
your sight is blocked, even though these guys are pros at getting in the right spot.
You know how hard these guys throw? Listen. I mean, you're listening for
that's
the ball.
That's what you're doing.
Yes.
I mean, you're watching the base to make sure that the first baseman's foot is in contact and the runner goes through it, but you're listening
yes.
to the sound of the ball hitting the glove to see if it, you know, is before or after the sound of the cleat hitting the bag. That's
yes.
what you're doing.
It's not, yeah, it's.
And hundreds of umpires get this call right 98, 99% of the time. This guy missed three calls in the span of three innings. I
and mean, he didn't he mess one up in the game before it? In game two?
Call it second base.
Yes. Yep. So that's four effed
that's right.
up calls in two games.
The call that replay got wrong, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, replay missed it. I mean, he called the guy. I think actually he called him safe. He called him out. And or he called him safe, and the replay called him out and overturned it, even though it didn't need to happen. But yeah, he's got to play tonight. Good news for everybody.
Maybe he'll be his head will be in it more. maybe he'll be paying attention. I mean, these guys throw so hard. How the hell could you not hear it? I mean, this isn't a little league game. I mean, the throw comes from third base. That thing's coming in hot. I mean, that's popping.
Like at some point, are you actually worried about like the guys? Sight or hearing? Like, I mean, if you miss that many calls in a game like this, where you're supposed to earn your stripes to be able to work a game this importance.
With these expanded crews, there's no excuse. Your responsibilities are so small. I mean, there's no excuse. I understand balls and strikes, and I understand staying consistent with your zone. That's difficult. I mean, but it's not like they're sliding into first. I mean, it's just...
And their butt's about to burst.
It's diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
My son finally found out about those, but they're all lame and, clean. Like the ones that they say.
I didn't remember them being, too nasty.
You're sliding down the slide and your pants begin to glide.
See, I never heard the slide one. That's a new one. Sliding in a second and you don't think you can make it. Diarrhea.
Well, that's lame. That doesn't even rhyme. It in second?
Well, what rhymes a second?
I don't know. You just don't do it.
So you just skip second base in the diarrhea rhyme?
When you're sliding in the third and you feel you got a turd?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, diarrhea. Sliding into home and you feel you're full of foam.
Yeah, that was a lame one too. We used to say that. Yeah, all the kids' jokes.
Is there a better second one? Because I thought that was the only second base one that even somewhat rhymed with that.
I would just forget.
You're not into doubles.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you need to have every plate covered or every bag covered for your diarrhea song. I think that. Do you think it ruins the legitimacy of it?
It does. I mean, I don't believe that you're actually sliding into first and your butt's about to burst, because if you're going to skip second, then it just takes all the reality out of the rhyme.
Yeah, well, maybe they pinch ran for you.
No pun intended.
Okay. NPR, ladies and gentlemen, the Kavanaugh hearings. But by the way, and then I'll just keep this and I'm not being contrarian, that Brock Holt thing is stupid.
Well, I mean, listen,
it counts.
He hit it off
two guys before him did not get on base.
Okay.
It counts.
I'm too afraid to play any adult sports because I'll get the yips and freak out and suck.
No.
I want to know if people play men's league baseball, like an over 30 league, if they have those.
Talk to Hurley. Hurley used to play.
I remember
before he tore his calf.
And it's so funny because he's doesn't look athletic at all, and he was doing all that crap. Tell me if there are guys who can throw 85. If there are guys in men's league that can throw 85.
Because talk to some of the media members who play in that, Boston, New York media game. They play one game at Fenway, one game at Yankee Stadium, and they were saying that a couple of the media guys would get it up there pretty good. I don't know if it was 85, but it was 80.
But 75, 80. Can people pitch 85? Because if a guy's pitching 85 with a flat ball, I mean, any major leaguer is going to hit that out of the park.
Oh, no, there was movement. You missed it. There was movement.
Yeah,
Moving all over the place.
That's right. That's why he's a catcher.
He's throwing breaking balls. He threw a couple of knucklers in there. You missed it. I'm not kidding around.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure he was having the time of his life.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. Because what you want as a catcher is a lot of movement on your ball.
All I'm saying is Xander Bogaerts grounded out to lead up to start the inning, regardless of what happened. And then Brock Holt hit a pitch into the stands in right field at Yankee Stadium. Now, granted, it's a pop-up in most other ballparks.
Do you think
counts.
You could hit a ball 319 feet?
You give me about 50 swings, I could probably do it.
Well, my arms would fall off. Because I'm wondering if I could.
If I didn't tire out first, maybe I could do it.
Like a soft toss? If someone was soft tossing? I don't know. Just, I want to know in men's league if anyone can throw
it. That's true. They used to have a fundraiser at Fenway Park. You get about 20 swings and hit the ball over the wall with an aluminum bat. Not many people do it.
Mike from Wooburg chiming in. When you're trying to go for two and you're fighting back the poo.
There you go.
Well, our listeners are very obviously fantastic. Involved with Craig the Harvard Literary Program.
Craig with a K when you're sliding to second and you feel something pecking.
Well, it's a good thing the owner of the radio station is here, so they can see what their big-time morning show is up to. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 5 Sports Hub.
All right, we got no calls on if anyone could throw 85, but apparently everyone's an expert on diarrhea.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's got a lot of those. When you're sliding into second and your shorts, you are a messin'. Nah, I don't like that one. When you're rounding second base and you've got Bob Wiley face.
Yeah. Here I come.
Yep. Thank you, Bob Wiley. Appreciate
it. Yeah. Here I go.
It's funny. I forgot the guy's name. I just know that's the person that you imitate whenever. Yes. You know, the offensive line coach, I believe it was.
Yeah, offensive is correct. Offensive is my smell.
I mean,
Oh, yeah. I smell like skunk. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Farmer on dun. Under cheese. Look at my boobs. And look at underneath.
Okay, all right. That's like, I'm getting a couple of things about people.
Will you please clean up under my shaggy boobs? Pepperoni nips.
Okay, stop. I'm stopping the music. I don't want to go any further.
Hey, here I come. Hey, help me out. Could you please use something to hold it up?
All right, stop. I'm stopping the music. All right. So there's people are saying it there.
There's something living in there.
Okay. So then I watched Yockey League this summer, and there are probably a few guys at least hitting the 80s. So they're saying there are a couple people in those leagues that can do that. Right. Is it one of those things where they can like once, or is it, you know, like Captain Hardo, they go out there and throw it once or twice. They have somebody bust out the radar gun.
I don't know. If I had to face an 85 mile an hour fastball, I'd be petrified, but Brock Holt's, does not count.
You ever play in a softball league?
Yes.
Okay. Was there ever like a guy who was Captain Hardo's softball guy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The dude who would show up and always brag about being semi-pro and would like put the gloves on and would just, you know, get up to bat. And
well, Walk, you were in that Jewish league, right?
Yeah, I've been in a bunch of leagues.
But there's one that I know people that you were playing with, and they like kept stats and everything.
They're Wallace friends. Of course they're keeping stats.
The guy, yeah. No, guy didn't wear glasses, though. This guy kept stats of our co-ed Jewish softball league team for an entire summer.
Yeah, that's like the super intense one.
No, this wasn't even the intense one. This was like the lower version of it. I did play in a more intense version of that league. Where
in Newton?
Yes, in Newton.
Yeah, that's the super intense one,
this
right?
This is a different... The league I'm talking about where he kept stats, this was a different league. The other one I played with in Newton was ridiculous.
What made it super duper intense? All wear like blades?
No, it's like during one of the games, a guy like called timeout to check the bat that I was using because he was worried it was a baseball bat and it gave me an unfair advantage. I'm 165 pounds standing there. It's like, I'm worried that this guy may hit it over our outfielder's head. I'm like, honest to God.
Okay.
It's co-ed Jewish softball. Give me a break.
Save that. For some reason, that's great. So there was a guy that we knew. We both knew who was Captain Hardo on the softball field. And he would show, he's also Captain Hardo when he would play drums in front of his friends.
And he also struck out during his celebrity softball game, which was the greatest thing ever.
Right.
He struck out playing slow pitch softball.
There's always some guy who pays dudes to be like ringers on his team.
Right.
Like he gets guys to show up, like the Hardo of your softball league.
Yep.
Everyone's got one guy that everyone just universally rallies around hating.
I think any league's weird where there's not drinking.
Yeah. Because that's kind of the point of it, right? It's to get away and maybe drink a little bit with your friends, like a beer league.
Yeah, I always find it odd. Yeah, I always find it odd. Even if not during. Yeah, I had one in Atlanta. We were sponsored by a strip club.
Right, it's like something out of a movie.
Called The Masters. And there was one stripper that was like super good at softball. All right, there will be no commercials here, just the headlines.